that now?
Yes, you can. That would be wicked. Some people are surprised when I tell them the Bible isn't a book. It's actually a collection of 66 books. This poetry, this prophecy, this history. But it's a difficult book. In order to understand some of the later parts, you need to understand some of the earlier parts. And so, for the last couple of months in children's ministry, we've been looking at some of the ways different parts of a bigger puzzle fit together to culminate in John 3:16. And in fact, I will need 5 volunteers from the audience. Okay, thank you, Wicca. Any more?
I think Theo might be coming.
Yep, Theo. Excellent, 5 volunteers, wonderful. So 5 things we have done in children's ministry. Let's have you in the line across here. This is where we lift our hands to the Lord. Luca.
Cassie.
Okay. Now, there's something on the back of each of these cards which are there to help remind me on what we've been doing in children's ministry. Some of you, of course, think I am totally mad. And there's a special sort of madness that allows you to do children's ministry. But you know, who's the mad person here? The person who sits in a cold hall every Sunday? Or the person who goes somewhere nice and warm? Sometimes we watch videos, sometimes we have snacks, sometimes we do cool craft things. I'll let you dwell on that. Okay, so one of the things we have looked at is about a man called Elijah. He was a man just like us. He prayed and it didn't rain. 3 years later, he prayed again and it did rain. And we think, wow, great, amazing miracles. But he was a man just like us. He got scared, he ran away, he did other things he wasn't proud of. Just like us. And that to me was the big thing. When we looked at Elijah's life and we talked about how amazing, how cool it is to have ravens bringing you breakfast every morning. The fact that anyone, and so Luca, the letter A, for anyone could be called to be a prophet. Another time, we looked at part of Jesus' Sermon on the Mount. And this time, we got our hands dirty with some glow-in-the-dark paint. How cool is that? And about how, yes, we talk about Jesus being the light of the world, but now he calls us the light of the world. So it's our job to be light. So we need to do what's right. And so to remind me of that, Jesse, if you turn yours around, we've got an R for what's right. So we've got A for anyone, R for right. And yes, Theo, it's going to be your turn now. We looked at one episode in the life of Moses where he talks to everyone in Israel and says, you need to make a choice. This is where we did the Monty Hall problem. If there are 3 doors, 2 goats behind 2 doors, and a sports car behind the other door, how do you know which one to choose? But God's point, which he was making through Moses was that we all have to make a much more important choice. We can choose life. We can choose death. Yes! Exactly! Well done! Yeah. God even gives us a hint. He says, choose life. And so to remind me of that, you know, if you can turn yours around this way, it's got a big glowing E for everyone. Everyone makes a choice. Hint, the choice is life. Okay, so moving on. When I was young and my hair wasn't white, I remember reading John chapter 3 for the first time and being completely flummoxed and puzzled. I'd never heard of a bronze serpent. Obviously, I'd been away from church when that had come up. And yet, it's such an important part of John chapter 3. That there's the people of Israel in the middle of the wilderness, being bitten by snakes and some of them dying. And so Moses sets up a bronze serpent, and everyone who looks in that direction is healed. But you had to actually look. If you didn't, you didn't get healed. And so we turn yours around. We have H to remind me that yes, healing is important. That brings us to the last one. I hope you liked our nice, shimmery, shiny hands. Some of them on fluorescent cards, some on metallic card, and some on prismatic card. As it gets to do with cool stuff. That was to remind us about something that happened with Jesus and two of his friends. They went up to a mountain, and Jesus meets with, oh, hang on, we've talked about this fella, Elijah, because anyone can be called to be a prophet. And with Moses, let's see, everyone needs to make a choice. Everyone needs to be healed on the inside. There's more to it, but obviously that's another sermon. Now, I've got five letters and T for transfiguration there to remind me. So A-R-E-H-T. Do you think these are in the right order? What do we think? Okay, have a little conference, see if you can work out who should be with. And unfortunately, the answer this time isn't Jesus. Or is it? Thank you very much for helping me sit down.